Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the latest meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Cabinet. We're straight to the agenda. Item number one, minutes of the 28th of August 2025, as circulated and published on the 29th of August 2025. Everyone happy to sign the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you. Any apologies?
Yes, Leader, apologies from Councillor Reid.
Thanks very much, thank you. Three on the agenda, Councillor Question Time?
There are none.
There are none, thank you. And four is the proposals of the Cabinet members. So 4A is Community Portfolio, that's the updated Corporate Antisocial Behaviour Policy. Councillor Hood.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm sure most of us who are councillors have all experienced the disasters that antisocial behaviour can cause, both for residents, friends, family. I know that in my ward we had an antisocial behaviour problem that lasted for 9 years, which is just awful. So the existing antisocial behaviour policy needs refreshing to make sure that the latest national guidance is accurate. Legal explanations have been simplified and new visual aids used to clarify the process. The new policy ensures the council's legal duties are met and sets out our commitment to tackling antisocial behaviour to improve life for residents and visitors by outlining this in our new report. It places victims and witnesses at the centre of our procedures, ensures all reports of antisocial behaviour are treated seriously and dealt with professionally, makes effective and appropriate use of tools and powers to allow antisocial behaviour to be dealt with firmly, fairly and proportionately, carries out joint working with our partner agencies to deliver our best service, raises awareness of what constitutes ASB and empowers our communities and publicising and promoting our support. It's the Borough's belief that no one should suffer antisocial behaviour, which can have a significant impact on the lives of our residents and those who work in the Borough. This report supports the Council's corporate priorities. A safe and cohesive borough. The new changes and proposals are to clarify definitions and subcategories of antisocial behaviour and provides enhanced clarity and assurance to professionals and the public regarding their roles, responsibilities, reporting routes, timescales, enforcement options and escalation pathway is robust and has been independently verified as complying with best practice, and shall be reviewed annually and updated immediately re-legislature or national policy. The recommendation is to ask the Cabinet to approve the updated Corporate Antisocial Behaviour Policy. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Any comments?
I see you.
Councillor Cook?
I'm very pleased that we've got this update to consider today and agree, and I hope it will be implemented vigorously.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Anybody else wish to comment? That's great. Everyone happy with the recommendation then?
Okay.
Yes, thank you. We move on. 4B, resources portfolio. First one is Quarter 1 Performance Report 2025-26. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Lena. Well, the purpose of this report is to advise members with regard to progress in delivering the Council's priorities and performance at the end of quarter one for 2025-26. The recommendation is that members note the progress made during quarter one in the delivery of the Council's priorities and performance as set forth in appendices 1 and 2. Looking at table 1, at the end of quarter one, of the 14 projects stroke actions due for delivery, 43% have been completed, 57% are on target to be completed, and that of course adds up to 100%. The delivery plans set out in appendices 1A to 1D summarise performance. Turning to key performance indicators, performance is also reported against the delivery of these services, and key performance indicators are set out in appendix 2. Of the 16 indicators due to be reported in quarter 1, 69%, that's 11 KPIs, show performance above target, 19%, which is 3, show performance on target, and 12%, which is 2, show performance below target. Appendix 2 gives more details about the actions and milestones and asks Cabinet to agree the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments on this report? Councillor Pearce.
Well, as you might expect, I'd like to comment on the climate change, nature recovery and environment.
You surprised me, sir.
Yeah. Just to draw attention to some of the things that we're going to be aiming to achieve this year. First of all, on the climate change school engagement project. So we're working with a number of schools in the borough to raise awareness amongst pupils and staff and to work with them to achieve reductions in their carbon output within those schools. So as well as working at home to make parents more aware of how they can do this. But also we're looking at all sites owned by the Borough Council in terms of decarbonisation of the buildings. That will be a major project. The climate change adaptation and mitigation study, which is going to be commissioned soon as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Pearson. Anybody else have any comments? Everyone set the recommendation?
Right.
Thank you. We'll move on. B2, updated strategic risk register. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. Well, this report sets out details of the Council's strategic risk register as at the end of June 2025. And the recommendation is that Cabinet approves the draft strategic risk register and considers the progress made in the identification and management of these strategic risks. All strategic risks and associated action plans have been reviewed, and the Council's current risk profile is summarised in the table in paragraph 3.1. There are currently 5 red and 5 orange risks, and these are detailed in the reports. As usual, the report covers the accounts and audit regulations of 2015, the definition of risks, the aims of risk management, and the Council's approach to risk management. Some of the risks have been updated to reflect the current position or to provide a clearer picture of the risk to reflect the current environment. A summary of the key changes is set out in paragraph 5.10. A summary of the strategic risks is to be found in Appendix 1, and all these risks are described fully, together with mitigating actions, in Appendix 2. A full strategic risk register, including detailed controls and action for each risk, is held on file by the Chief Internal Auditor / Risk Manager. I ask that the recommendation be approved.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments on that? Everyone happy? No. Right, set the recommendation? Yes? Move on. B3, Governance Improvement Plan Progress Report for Quarter 1, 25-26.
Thank you, Leader.
Councillor Cook.
Well, the purpose of this report is to advise members on the progress and the delivery of the Governance Improvement Plan at the end of Quarter 1, 2025-26. The recommendation is to note the progress made in the delivery of the Governance Improvement Plan set out in Appendix 1. The information allows Cabinet to ensure that all appropriate steps have been taken to improve the Council's governance arrangements. Section 5 of the report includes background issues and information and the factors to be taken into account when identifying any significant governance issues. A commentary on progress for each of the actions at the end of Quarter 1 is set out in Appendix 1. Table 1 in paragraph 5.4 shows that at the end of Quarter 1, that's the 30th of June 2025, of the 27 actions due for delivery, 13, that's 48%, have been completed or are in progress. 13, 48% again, are behind schedule, and 1%, 4% is no longer applicable or outstanding. Steady progress is being made in completing the actions set out in the improvement plan, but progress on 48% of the actions continues to be impacted by capacity issues, and the work on local government reorganisation is exacerbating this problem. Progress in delivering the actions and the improvement plan are being overseen by the leadership team and Audit and Accounts Committee. The Audit and Accounts Committee will escalate any concerns to Cabinet, and Cabinet will also receive periodic updates. I ask Cabinet to agree the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments? Councillor Pearce.
Just pleased to see at least one thing that's been completed, which is the work on the IT security policy, cyber security policy. We see almost every day where large organisations are being attacked inside of terms, and it causes great damage to their operation. And I'm pleased to see that we're ahead of the game on that one.
Thank you for that, Councillor Pearce. Yeah, Councillor Kenning.
That it was highlighted with regards to the impact that the government reorganisation is having on not just this council but all councils. And if it was up to us, I'd definitely be doing it.
Anybody else? Everyone happy? Accept the recommendation?
Right.
Yeah, move on. Thank you. And it's B4, which is Rebson Benz Collection Report Quarter 1. And this is part confidential. If we do stray into the pink area, I'll have to ask members of the public and press to leave the room.
Thank you. This report is to inform Cabinet of the performance of the Revenues and Benefits Service with regard to the collection of council tax, business rates, and the recovery of overpaid housing benefit during quarter one of the 25-26 financial year, and also to seek approval for writing off the arrears listed in the confidential appendices. Paragraph 2.1 gives reasons for the report being not for publication. Well, headline figures: council tax due for the 25-26 year amounts to £111.8 million, of which some 28.6% is collected by the 30th of June. This collection rate, or the collection rate for the same period last year, was 28.7%, so a truly marginal change. I would add that the team will be increasing efforts to collect older council tax debts, which are due to the council, and this may impact upon some residents' ability to pay current charges. Little bit of warning there. Number two, our business rates for the current year amounts to 59.6 million, of which some 28.9% was collected by the 30th of June. Now, this is a small decrease on last year's collection, which was 31.2%. But do remember, these are early days. This is quarter one. There's, you know, three quarters of the year to go. Paragraph 6.9 outlines reasons why repeating last year's performance will be challenging, and I'm sure that would repay a read. The report details all the reasonable and lawful attempts which are made to recover all amounts due with regard to council tax and business rates. Regrettably, not all the monies owed to the council can be collected despite our best endeavours. The report also covers our trace procedures when debtors abscond, along with the programmes of problems of legislation and lack of legislation, which can frustrate our attempts to collect both council tax and business rates. There is one irrecoverable council tax debt in the sum of £11,441.76 listed in the confidential appendix. There are two irrecoverable business rates debts in the sum of £34,673.43 listed in the confidential appendix. Now to housing benefit overpayments. Some 92,200 was recovered of overpaid housing benefit in the first quarter of this financial year. And it should be noted that this income is received into the general fund in addition to the government subsidy, and is not shared with any other preceptors, so that is all ours. and there are no irrecoverable benefit overpayments in this report. I would say the amounts being recommended are well below the value of the bad debt provision, which the council includes within its accounts in the expectation that some amounts owed will not be paid and cannot be recovered. The cost of collecting the debt has also been considered as part of the decision to put these forward for write-off. I would add that if we get any further information concerning the whereabouts of any individual debtors, the council will pursue recovery action rigorously and vigorously as ever. I ask Cabinet to note the information regarding collection and agree to write off the arrears in the confidential appendix.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments? No? All right. Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our meeting this evening. Thank you very much for attending.